I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on October 21st, 2019. Mozilla is working on an offline translation feature for Firefox. Although Firefox users already have access to cloud-based translation using add-ons, it's not been a service that comes enabled by default, as Mozilla hasn't wanted to pay the likes of Google or Yandex for global API key access. Now, Mozilla is using funding from the European Union to build an offline and fully native translation service built directly into Firefox itself. It's still early days, and the feature currently works a lot more slowly than in Chrome, but it should have its clear privacy benefits, and Mozilla has promised that the technology developed will be available for other open-source projects to use in the future. Yet another exFAT driver is trying to gain Linux kernel support. After Microsoft announced that they'd be supporting the addition of exFAT into the mainline kernel, developers jumped on two different sets of Samsung code, and it's expected we'll have an initial implementation in the next kernel release. Now, a German company called Paragon has offered exFAT code based on their commercially available software to the kernel project. Although Paragon's initial code drop was a read-only driver, they are promising additional patches to enable write support. But it's currently unclear how useful it will prove, as developers have already put a fair amount of effort into cleaning up the old Samsung code. As an aside, I have used their commercially available NTFS driver, and it was solid. The new Pop! OS has a machine learning trick up its sleeve. Based on Ubuntu 19.10, the latest version of Pop! OS delivered theme updates and a new upgrade process. But one of the most interesting things that arrived in this release was System76's new TensorMin application. TensorFlow toolchains have historically been awkward to install and manage on Linux, even when using Docker images. And it's that complexity that TensorMin is looking to tame. The tool simplifies TensorFlow installs and makes running different versions alongside each other, whether on a per-project or user basis, far easier than would otherwise be the case. We'll go into more detail on the new Pop! OS in tomorrow's Linux Unplugged. And our last story for today, a Red Hat engineer has suggested the new Disney Plus streaming service won't work on Linux. Disney's belated entry into the streaming market is currently in pilot in the Netherlands, and a Red Hat engineer decided to sign up and see if his two kids could try the streaming service out. Sadly, he found Disney Plus wouldn't stream to either Chrome or Firefox when running on Linux. After talking to the company's tech support and some investigation by others, it looks as though Disney may be using one of the Widevine DRM modes not supported on the Linux platform. We'll keep an eye on this story, but we feel it's something to bear in mind if you only use Linux devices and have been tempted by the new streaming service. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/31. Wes will be in tomorrow.